And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. Thou shalt not have in thine house divers measures, a great and a small. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then Abigail made haste, and took 200 loaves, and 2 bottles of wine, and 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on asses. And Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 60 measures of meal, and Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 measures of wheat for food to his household, and 20 measures of pure oil. Thus gave Solomon to Hiram year by year. All these were of costly stones, according to the measures of huge stones, sawed with saws within and without, even from the foundation under the coping, and so on the outside toward the great court. And above were costly stones, after the measures of huge stones and cedars. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. Then Elisha said, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for 1 shekel, and 2 measures of barley for 1 shekel in the gate of Samaria. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for 1 shekel, and 2 measures of barley for 1 shekel, according to the word of the Lord. And it came to pass, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for 1 shekel, and 1 measure of fine flour for 1 shekel, shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. And behold, I will give to thy servants, the hewers that cut timber, 20,000 measures of beaten wheat, and 20,000 measures of barley, and 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of oil. He fought also with the king of the Ammonites, and prevailed against them. And the children of Ammon gave him the same year 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 measures of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. So much did the children of Ammon pay unto him, both the second year and the third, to 100 talents of silver, and to 100 measures of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil, and salt, without prescribing how much. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it? Divers weights and divers measures, both of them are alike, abomination to the Lord. This is thy lot, the portion of thy measures from me, saith the Lord, because thou hast forgotten me, and trusted in falsehood. After that he brought me toward the south, and behold, a gate toward the south. And he measured the posts thereof and the arches thereof according to these measures. And he brought me to the inner court by the south gate. And he measured the south gate according to these measures, and the little chambers thereof, and the posts thereof, and the arches thereof according to these measures. And there were windows in it, and in the arches thereof round about. It was 50 cubits long, and 50 and 20 cubits broad. And he brought me into the inner court toward the east, and he measured the gate according to these measures. And the little chambers thereof, and the posts thereof, and the arches thereof were according to these measures, and there were windows therein, and in the arches thereof round about. It was 50 cubits long, and 5 and 20 cubits broad. And he brought me to the north gate, and measured it according to these measures. And these are the measures of the altar after the cubits. The cubit is a cubit, and an handbreadth. Even the bottom shall be a cubit, and the breadth a cubit, and the border thereof by the edge thereof round about shall be a span. And this shall be the higher place of the altar. And these shall be the measures thereof. The north side 4,500, and the south side 4,500, and on the east side 4,500, and the west side 4,500. And these are the goings out of the city on the north side, 4,500 measures. And at the south side 4,500 measures, and three gates, one gate of Simeon, one gate of Issachar, one gate of Zebulun. It was round about 18,000 measures. And the name of the city from that day shall be, The Lord is There. Since those days were when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press fat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, And how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and write 80. I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand.